At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What is up, friendos? Welcome in. This is the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. And today on the episode, it's rookies versus vets. And joining us is Fantasy Pros' own D-Bro. Derek Brown is on the podcast. So Bogman and him can fight. They can argue and bicker. Like, you guys are kind of like brothers, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys... I have a kind of a bickery relationship sometimes with Joe, and you kind of will tease and we do that. But you and D-Bro are very much like brothers in how you pick at each other, and saying something and he'll be like, arguing. Okay. Like, you guys definitely have a very funny relationship.
It's a really heated argument where we're both smiling when we say it. That's what it is. Because look, and we've talked about this before, because he'll jump on. I do stages on Fantasy Pros on Friday with Fitz, and D-Bro will jump in there, and D-Bro will be like, I just love talking ball. Anytime I can talk ball, I want to do it. So any type of debate episode, I love having him on, because you're not going to get a middle of the road take from D-Bro. You are going to get the take is going to be hot and fresh, and he's going to have some info to go behind it. So love having him on for this episode.
He's my hot take machine, but it's not like unwarranted stuff. D-Bro is one of the hardest workers in the industry. If you don't know and you're not aware, and he's just a great dude. We spend time before and after the podcast talking. Obviously, we all do stuff over at Fantasy Pros together. So on this episode, this is, again, rookies versus vets. And it's a little bit of a new concept of a podcast that we're doing based on what we've done in the past, in that rookies are so polarizing in fantasy football, more polarizing than any other sport. Their value can be so much higher, yet there are certain spots, like the wide receivers from last year, where they are value. They are a value in where you can get them, but you will get some serious conversations from guys that dig in deep about the upside. Like, I have a baseball background, so I tend to think of like, oh, it's a slow burn and they got to learn and blah, blah, blah. And it's like guys are jumping in saying, I don't care. This running back is taking over this veteran immediately, fresh legs. And it's always really comes down to these big debates of like, how valuable can these rookies be versus some really solid vets? So I got some hardcore, tough vet names to go up against the rookies. And each one of these guys are going to pick a side and make their case for it. So it is a debate style approach, rookies versus vets. And we're going to do a bunch of different positions. You guys are very much going to enjoy this episode, and hopefully it will help you make some decisions, some really hard decisions on how valuable either vets might be over the hype or some of these rookies really truly are versus. So that is what we're doing in this episode today, which is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Bro, download the app today, Underdog Fantasy. When you do, make a deposit up to $100 using the promo code ITL. You are going to get a 100% match. What is that? Free monies, where you can go and place futures pick'ems. You can get in on, I got to give them credit, they are going bonkers in the best ball world. The huge contests that they are putting out there are starting to be unmatched. So go and get in. You can get into like a couple dollar ones. You can, instead of mock drafts, you can test your skills money-wise, but you can get in on all of their best balls, whether you're doing private contests with your friends, with guys like us, or you're getting in the big dogs, literally big dogs. They have like the Dalmatian and the puppy, and they're literally named after dogs. You can get in today. Use promo code ITL, support us, get some free monies, and you can join in us with, or you can join with us on some best balls that we're going to be doing this season. We already did one for an episode. We're going to be doing a few more here in July. So let us know that you use the promo code and get hooked up Underdog Fantasy. Bogman, D-Bro, and you are about to get in it. You actually have a great one in here. I'm excited for people to hear. There's one of the particularly that I really love, the debates where, like, I think D-Bro has a couple in here that are some, there's some hard points that stall you out, but there is one that you have that kind of puts the brakes on everything. And it's a really great point, and I'm excited for you guys to hear that. And this is a, you know, it's a fun episode we put together, and it's a little bit more concise for everybody to, you know, process.
Yeah. We noticed, you know, you guys don't like the long episodes on football. So trying to make it a little quicker, for y'all. And I, so I let D-Bro pick his debates, all except one, where I was like, well, I'm kind of known as the low guy on this dude, so I can't take him. So, but yeah, I let D-Bro pick because I was like debate club, all that stuff. I like taking the harder position on some of these players and trying to figure out and paint a picture away of where maybe I would like that guy. But it also helps me when I'm drafting, when I do stuff like that, to go, hey, you know, maybe it's not as close. Maybe it's like a round or two later. I'll just take this guy instead of that guy because this guy is going later. And that is, I know the one you're talking about. And
yeah, that is
absolutely one of them.
It is interesting in everything that we do with all this stuff. You know, back in the day, Bogman and I did this book. It was the player debate series, and we did it for baseball. We thought about doing it for football, and I actually found it really beneficial because of making the debates for certain players, even if you're not necessarily in it, you do this research that you might not do in other spots to really help your processy. The same thing I think has happened this year with both of us in working with Joe Pizzapia as the Black Book. You know, I think I dug in deeper than I had ever done. I did way more on the fantasy baseball Black Book. And I think it really put me in a better spot for my baseball process. And you do the football stuff. And it's like, when you can dig in and do these type of things, I feel like the, whether you believe it or not, debate style can unearth a few things. And it's great to hear other opinions. And D-Bro, like I said, is one of the best. So that's what we're going to be doing here. You also can be on the lookout. I just want to promo this because I think we're going to start doing it finally, is getting more clips, shorter based stuff on our YouTube. So youtube.com/inthisleague.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you want to subscribe, make sure you're following there, because we'll be putting more fantasy football content from our podcast and stuff out on the YouTube.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league,
somebody royally forked up. somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Rookies versus vets. That is what we are getting down with our dear friend, the great D-Bro, Derek Brown from Fantasy Pros, one of our coworkers that we get to work with. You can find D-Bro on Twitter at D-Bro underscore FFB. You can catch him with our buddies Joe Pizzapia, Andrew Erickson, and just all of the hot takes. My hot take machine, D-Bro, but he backs it up. What's up, D-Bro?
What's going on, guys? I'm kind of excited, but at the same time, a little bit inquisitive because I step into this show. Boggs like texts me the other day. Into this show and all Boggs said was, hey, do you want to fight about some players? And I was like, well, sure. So I walk into this. I don't even know we're talking vets and rookies. I'm just prepared to fight it and duke it out with Boggs. So that's what I'm here for.
Well, and that's what you're good at. And you're good at except when it comes to Juju and Sky Moore. We all just want to remind everybody. Just want to remind. The only reason.
We have another bet coming up later in this show. So,
another chance for me to lose. That is what I'm excited about. But if everybody saw later into last year, D-Bro lost the bet where originally Boggs was trying to get him to shave the beard. And D-Bro was like, I would rather jump off a bridge. So he said, I will dye the beard. And you famously dyed the beard. I think it came out kind of pink. It was supposed to be like red.
Yeah,
right?
It was supposed to be pink. It came out kind of like pink fuchsia. People can go check the receipts. Okay, I went through four different types of dye. Okay, I tried.
You did it. Yeah.
Yeah,
the effort was there. Yeah,
I'll do better. I'll do better next time to get the color accentuation. But I tried, people.
Okay, well, I'm excited for the bet. I want to know what it's going to hold, what, you're going to put Bogman's feet to the fire, what he's going to have to do, and if it involves Sky Moore. So those are, I suppose, the teases that we'll do. D-Bro, what's going down in your world before we get to this battle of rookies versus vets? Obviously, you got everything going on over at Fantasy Pros with the podcast. Anything else to plug?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's all the Fantasy Pro stuff. The draft kit's live on fantasypros.com. We just updated Dynasty trade value chart for the month. And really, it's content, guys. So I'm working on my perfect draft. My three articles of how to approach the early, middle, and late rounds are all up. And I mean, y'all know just as well as I do, it's Fantasy Black Book season, baby. So all things and stuff. I mean, really, this is the time where if you're kind of getting that pre-gaming, like before you go out to the bars at night, few pre-shots, that's what you need to be doing for drafts right now, baby. You got to be culminating all of these things and getting the entire like war room ready for draft season.
The war room, the most important in all of it and getting prepped. And that's what we're here to do with you guys. And you guys obviously also catch, Bogman on with D-Bro and Erickson. I believe I'm doing a show or two with you guys in July here on Fantasy Pro. So you guys will be able to catch more of all of us. But today, it's all ITL and it's all rookies versus vets. So the logic here is rookies are, in football specifically, because, Bogman and I do lots of different sports. Obviously, I do a ton of baseball. Rookies are magical in football. It's a different breed. Baseball rookies, the hype goes, Corbin Carroll's, Ellie De La Cruz's, basketball, Wembanyama is going to be exciting. There is something that happens with rookies in the NFL where instantly are given the key to the kingdom. They are given everything and the values go through the roof. So the discussion here is really about rookies and how far you are willing to go, and we're pairing them up against big vets because, you can argue both sides of it. Obviously, last year, the ironic thing about this is the bet was about a rookie wide receiver and Sky Moore, who might be a bigger play this year. But look at the crazy values the wide receivers were last year. Almost all beat expectations pretty wildly. Running backs, a little bit dicey in there, but that's kind of one of the biggest debates that everybody is going to have in your draft prep and going in is how much weight do I put into the upside of these rookies? And that is what these two fine gentlemen are going to be debating today. So I have put together what I feel are some tough rookie versus vet debates, and each of you will be taking a side to make the case on where we are going, and we are going to start this bad boy off with quarterbacks. And we are only playing one quarterback, even though you've got CJ Stroud, you've got Bryce Young. The quarterback in play is Anthony Richardson. That's the big rookie. We've already seen some early mocks. I've seen him go like 10, QB1. So how QB1 can Anthony Richardson go? Well, we're going to face him off against Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones running like crazy, and his variations as far as where he's being ranked, kind of all over the board as well. Over on the Fantasy Pros consensus ranks, Daniel Jones comes in at 12, but I'm pretty sure he's got a high of around 5 or 6. So, gentlemen, I know who's playing which side. Let's start with our beloved guest, who is not going to be taking the rookie in this case. So, Mr. Derek Brown, tell us the case for Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson.
Man, this one is a tough one. When I was talking to Boggs, I was like, I got both these guys ranked right back to back. So this is no shit. Like, I love both of these guys, but I got Daniel Jones at QB9, A-Rich is a QB10. And with Daniel Jones, man, like, I think we saw not the floor of his game, but pretty damn near close to it, fellas. Like, this Giants offense for most of the season was run heavy, run heavy, run heavy. And we didn't see until the back half of the year when some of these wide receiver talents stepped up. You had Wandell, you had Isaiah Hodgins come to the forefront. Darius Slayton was pulled in, put into a full-time role. And then you saw what the Giants did. The pace picked up, the passing rates picked up. Instead of being top five, top 10, and basically we're going to run the damn ball every single down. After week 10, the Giants were 12th in neutral pace, 14th in neutral passing rate, and 13th in EPA per play. And now we're talking about this team has kept a lot of these wide receivers. They've added a ton of depth pieces, Paris Campbell's and of the world. And they brought in Darren Waller, who I think is going to be the wide receiver one in this offense. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about we're taking a quarterback that was top five in all the rushing metrics that we care about. And he got receiving option upgrade this year in an offense that showed us in the back half of last year that they will throw the ball more. It's wheels up, man. Like, I think Daniel Jones has top five upside this year, and I'm going to take that swing. And this is not me hating on Anthony Richardson, but I think both of them have very comparable rushing floors, but Daniel Jones has the passing ceiling. He was also, I mean, the fact that he did not get a ton of volume, we need not need to take anything away from Daniel Jones because he was top 12 in basically every completion rate metric that you look at. So the passing talent is there. He just needs the volume, and I think the volume is coming. So I'm going to take the guy that I think has the best opportunity, and if I'm going to flip a coin or go with percentages on which one of these guys could get the top five this year, I'm going Danny Dimes.
On the Fantasy Pros projections, interesting enough, Daniel Jones is, I'm going to do some rounding up here, 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, 650 rushing, 5 touchdowns. Anthony Richardson, around 3,100 yards, 17 touchdowns. If I round up, 18 passing touchdowns, 570 rushing, and 4 rushing touchdowns. So it's one less rushing touchdown, around 100 less rushing yards, around 400 less passing yards, and significant passing touchdowns under Daniel Jones. So Bogman, Anthony Richardson being able to run doesn't really have a huge benefit over Daniel Jones because that's his game. So how does the rookie beat down the vet?
Well, I mean, we saw how bad Justin Fields was passing the ball last year, right? Pretty atrocious. He was hit or miss. He had some good games. Most of them were pretty bad. And he finished the season as QB6 last year. Anthony Richardson is bigger, faster, stronger than Justin Fields. He has a better core around him with JT.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Pittman, Pierce, Woods, and the rookie Josh Downs. So way more upside. Richardson enters the NFL with a bigger, big-time throw percentage and lower turnover-worthy play percentage than Lamar Jackson coming out of Louisville. Anthony Richardson.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Completion percentage, not there, right? And he is going to have to take a big step to start week one. I understand that. But I think I can couch this in a 1QB league. I don't think I can do it in a super flex league because I'm a huge Daniel Jones fan as well. I'm ranked very high, as does D-Bro. So in a super flex where you're taking two QBs, maybe you don't want to take that risk. If I'm in a 1QB league, I am taking the upside of Anthony Richardson because I know the depth of quarterback is there. They're going to be decent QBs on the wire or late that I can take just to, you know, make sure that I'm not going to have to go to the wire to get a QB. Give me that upside of enormous rushing, that enormous arm. You see all the tools. Anthony Richardson is a true ball of clay that if molded correctly, and we saw what Shane Steichen and this former Eagles staff did with Jalen Hurts, Richardson could be in for an enormous top five season, just like that is in the possibility and the realm of possible outcomes for Daniel Jones. I just think that in a couple of years, Richardson is going to be way past Danny Dimes because all around he's a better player. And I wouldn't be surprised if that talent shone through early in his rookie season.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting about Anthony Richardson, too, is unlike some rookie situations, he's put in a pretty decent spot. I mean, you get in with Pittman and Pierce. I really like Pierce still. You've got a workhorse running back in Jonathan Taylor. I mean, you got a pretty solid team around for him to be able to succeed. And if they decided to play, moving him around, if they decided to have some RPO play action stuff, Richardson is going to be able to do it maybe in any better situation with Jonathan Taylor on his back. So I really like the Anthony Richardson spot. 17 on Fantasy Pros consensus quarterback. D-Bro, is that wildly too low?
That is disrespectful. Like that is absolutely that's asinine, man. Like,
his rankers haven't caught up.
No, rankers are sleeping. They're snoozing. Like, I don't know what the hell they're doing, man. Like, what's in that projection?
Gardner Minshew starting. That's what it's got to be.
That's bullshit. That's a total bullshit narrative. Shane Steichen's already come out and said, you get better by playing. They don't draft the guy, and then the coach comes out and says, you get better by playing to sit here and park his ass on the bench. Like, that's asinine. He's going to run enough to where he's going to be a top 12 quarterback. If he starts all the games, he runs like we think he's going to, you can hate it. You can run from it. You can sit here and on it and on it all you want to. And Anthony Richardson's going to be a top 12 quarterback in fantasy. Just is what it is.
Pretty hard for him to not to be. All right. So out of quarterbacks, rookies versus vets. Oh, let's go to running backs. We've got two big ones for you. You know what the names are going to be, but who are the vets that we're battling? This is a big one. Speaking of Jonathan Taylor. How about we dive in to Bijan Robinson, who in some cases has popped up as the number one overall player being drafted. Bogman loves this player. Up against Jonathan Taylor, who in half PPR is ranked behind Bijan, and I believe in full PPR is right above Bijan. So, Bijan Robinson, and that actually might not even be the case. Jonathan Taylor, actually, it might be Saquon that's in full. Either case, Jonathan Taylor in so many spots is going behind Bijan Robinson. Rookie versus vet, D-Bro is making the case for Bijan Robinson. This rookie over that vet, go.
I mean, this isn't really shouldn't even be a case, guys. I mean, we
this
we,
shouldn't even be a conversation?
No, no. I mean, we're talking about, we just got done laying out the case for Anthony Richardson. Do we not think that his rushing ability is going to impact Jonathan Taylor at the goal line? Because it is. And we're talking about passing volume, fellas. And I get that both of these offenses that we're talking about, Atlanta and Indy, are going to be run heavy. But if you're going to tell me which of these quarterbacks is more likely to check the ball down, I'm going to tell you it's Desmond Ridder. Okay, maybe he ran a little bit in college. We have not seen any of that sitting there cross over to the NFL. So while he might be a mobile quarterback, he has not proven that to this point in the NFL. So I'm going to put the check down volume next to Bijan Robinson. And also, if you want to talk about, okay, who's the better receiver, it's Bijan Robinson. Did we not see, and I don't think he's going to get this full type of role that we saw, but I do want to sit here and bring this up. Did we not see how Atlanta used Cordarrelle Patterson over the last few seasons? They're talking about using Bijan Robinson all over the formation. He could get some slot snaps. I don't think that that's insane. Do I think he's going to be out there for like 30% of the damn routes and slot? No. I don't think that at all, but I think we're talking about the pass game volume is going to lean towards Bijan as well as the receiving prowess, and the early down volume is going to be there for both of these guys, except we already, I just talked about Bijan gets the pass game tick. Okay. And I don't think Boggs is going to push back against me about that one too much, but I don't have to worry about Desmond Ridder sitting there taking rushing touchdowns away from Bijan Robinson. Ridder. You do have to worry about that for Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor. So I'm going to go with Bijan Robinson. And the other part, before I flip this over to Bogman, is we have an offense with the Atlanta Falcons that was first in red zone rushing rate last year. So if I'm talking about, okay, yes, we can make a conversation of, okay, maybe the Colts are a better overall offense, whatever. I think it's a wash. But if they're a better overall offense, maybe they're in the red zone a little more often. When Atlanta's in the red zone, they're going to be running, baby. And Bijan's getting those totes inside the 5, inside the 10. So I think he is a better chance to sit here and spike 12 to 15 possible touchdowns this year because of the volume. And he's the dude at the goal line over Jonathan Taylor. I mean, he could. I think his touchdown window or range is a lot bigger than Bijan Robinson.
Interesting on the projections over on Pros. Jonathan Taylor around 200 more rushing yards. They're even on touchdowns. Only 6 more projected receptions for Bijan and one more touchdown above. And that has been a big question that's popped up. I did this on the Athletic Fantasy Football podcast where Seeley was kind of expressing maybe some concerns about how much the team really would use him in the passing game. And I think that might be the rubber meets the road situation for Bijan in changing his value is what do you truly ultimately see as far as him being a receiver? Is it 40 receptions? This actually kind of reminds me a lot of like the old Saquon type of stuff. So Bogman, you are not on the side of your UT running back, but I'm not really surprised because where there's Saquon's, there's Clyde Edwards-Helaire's, and we're not obviously not saying that about Bijan, but you are passing up some pretty staunch, locked in veteran running backs for what could be. And it's a kind of that old adage of like, Bijan could be anything. He could even be Jonathan Taylor.
He could be a boat. Yeah.
what do you think, Jonathan Taylor, the vet over the rookie?
First of all, I'd like to say I let our guest pick the debates. Number one.
Except that needs to be said because Boggs is not going against UT, baby. I was going to bring it up too.
but in my rankings, I have JT at 2 and I have Bijan at 5. And I'll tell you why. And it's because we know what the ceiling with JT is it's 2,000 yards from scrimmage. It's 20 touchdowns like he did in 2021. We're all forgetting about that because he was banged up last year. And look, you take that into account. Yes, he was banged up. He's got some miles on him, right? But he's still very young for a running back. The plan for the Colts going in is going to be a run heavy team because it's either Gardner Minshew or Anthony Richardson with that below average.
Gardner Minshew.
It should be A-Rich. But even if it is A-Rich, he didn't complete passes in college. They're going to run the ball first. There's going to be a lot of RPOs. It's going to be a lot of Jonathan Taylor. It's going to be a lot of little short dump offs to make those routes easy, to make that completion percentage higher for Anthony Richardson or JT. Obviously love Bijan, and the investment says they'll use him at a high rate. You don't draft a guy that high in the first round, the top 10 picks. But I do think we are forgetting, as just, you know, all of us, we're so excited about Bijan. We're forgetting about how good Tyler Algier finished the season last year. And I wasn't a big Algier guy coming in. But if we're talking half PPR last year, he finished as RB1 in three of the last 4 weeks. The 1 week that he didn't finish as RB1, he finished at RB13, which is the number one RB2. So we have all of that with Tyler Algier. And let's remember JT's rookie season when Frank Reich insisted upon Nyheim Hines. So we had this 6-8 week, whatever it was, period, where Nyheim Hines was getting 50% of the touches for no reason. We knew Jonathan Taylor was better, but they were trying to slow roll JT in his usage, and he was used a lot at Wisconsin and all that stuff. This stuff happens early. So while I do think Bijan overall is going to be the best running back in the NFL, and I do believe that, I don't know if it's going to happen immediately his rookie year, especially in the beginning of the season when they may want to ratchet him back a little bit to save him for the late push because this is his first year in the NFL. So for me, JT is a safer play. Still taking JT.
Boggs, they love Tyler Algier so much that they went out and drafted Bijan Robinson. Just going to throw that in there.
That's a 5-year investment in Bijan. It's not a 1-year investment. So They're not going to give him 400 touches this year, you know.
And we are coming off of, like you mentioned, a full season 2021 of over 2,000 total yards. And that's actually something I think to come back to this is, what do you think the total yardage actually looks like for these players? Not just rushing or receiving. Debra, what do you think it looks like? Compare Jonathan Taylor. And real quick on Jonathan Taylor, his rookie year, he had roughly, let's just round it up to 1,400 yards, 300 receiving, just about 1,200. Well, I guess that would be 1,500 yards. Around 1,200 rushing. Then he had over 1,100 yards in 2021, only played 11 games this past year, but he still put up over 1,000 yards in 11 games, though his average per rush was a...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
A little bit down and ineffective. So, Jonathan Taylor total yards versus Bijan total yards. What do you think that looks like?
I'm going to go Bijan because I think the receiving pushes him over. I think Jonathan Taylor probably ballpark him about 1,400 rushing yards. And...
FanDuel.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Maybe 250 or so through the air, maybe a little bit less, maybe like 200, depending on how much A-Rich checks down. So about 16, what's that math? About 1600 for JT. I'd put Bijan over that. I think Bijan's receiving upside is higher.
You think Bijan's like 500 receiving and like what, 1200 rushing?
I think Bijan can eclipse him on the receiving by 100 to 150 yards and equal the rushing, if not maybe a tad more.
One of the bigger questions, Boggs, that I look at in this is what will the touchdown difference be between these guys? Because in his first 2 years, just rushing, Jonathan Taylor had 29 rushing touchdowns in his first 2 years. Will the opportunities be the same on both teams? Desmond Ridder is your quarterback. How much is he going to be able to move the ball versus Anthony Richardson? And what could effectively also be seen as kind of like, as far as the receivers go and stuff, if you want in Indianapolis. But I feel like there's going to be more touchdown opportunities and closer potential for Jonathan Taylor. How many touchdown difference do you think? How big of a touchdown gap between Bijan and Taylor do you see?
Yeah, I see that. That's the hardest thing to call is the touchdowns, because Debro's right. Anthony Richardson is absolutely going to have some carries at the goal line. He's enormous. And we saw what they did with a not enormous quarterback in Jalen Hurts last year, where they just have an offensive lineman pick him up and run him into the
I was going to say, Boggs, how many tush pushes are we going to see in Colts?
I don't think we have to see that many, because he doesn't need the push. Richardson is already enormous. He's the size of a linebacker out there anyway.
That's fair.
I mean, look, Richardson can have a role, but I also wonder, like, are we ratcheting back Bijan at the goal line because of his long-term potential? And we don't know if this is the quarterback of the future. So do they give Ridder some chances? Do they give Cordarrelle Patterson, who, by the way, finished as an RB1 four times last season? He's also not nothing, him and Algier in this offense. So I feel like it has a better chance to become a role in Atlanta. That's why I would lean towards JT.
I want to bring something else up here, is that we're basing a lot of this on Desmond Ridder too. The other thing we need to also sit here and mention just real quickly. Yeah. If Ridder sucks, like he's just terrible, we're going to see Taylor Heinicke, and we know what that looks like. Like, it's league ish average quarterback play. So
that's being nice.
I mean, let's be real. Like, we could see the Atlanta throw the ball more if Taylor Heinicke got under center as opposed to Desmond Ridder as well. So I think they'd also I think Bijan also has the outs of, well, if Ridder sucks, then Heinicke's under center. And we've seen what that looked like.
One more running back one. And this is another fun one. Jahmyr Gibbs has definitely boosted up into, I've seen some spots, top 12 running back. People are very excited about Jahmyr Gibbs. So rookie versus vet, Jahmyr Gibbs versus Travis Etienne, who has been a Twitter argument every single day. So make your rookie argument, D-Bro, for Jahmyr Gibbs over Travis Etienne.
I mean, if you've been listening to the Fantasy Pros pod, you listen to me and Erickson go back and forth about Etienne and Tank Bigsby daily. So, I mean, this isn't anything new for people. But for me, I'm just going to encapsulate this around one simple thing. Both of these running backs, we're talking about pass game utility and stuff. And yeah, we have not seen that for Travis Etienne. I'm going to lean with the guy that I think, if we're talking about the receiving upside, is how they possibly get there. I could bring up stuff and worries about the goal line for Etienne. That's all firmly there, because I think Tank is going to sit here and factor into that red zone this year. But if we're looking at just the pass game opportunities for these guys, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to lap Etienne. Last year, Jacksonville had the fifth lowest target share to running backs, sixth lowest raw target volume to running backs. Do we think that's changing with Calvin Ridley coming to town? Another year for Zay Jones, an upgrade over Marvin Jones. So we're talking about more targets to the wide receivers. Second year in the system for Evan Ingram versus Jahmyr Gibbs is getting airdropped into the Detroit Lions, who were 13th in target share to running backs and 11th in raw target volume. So even if we just want to look at that part or piece of this, because I think both of these guys could deal with red zone issues with Tank and David Montgomery. I think if we're talking about maybe you give the early down lead or the as far as that volume capsule to ETN, but we know in fantasy that targets are worth more than a rushing attempt. And I think the targets easily, handedly go to Jahmyr Gibbs. So I'm going to go with Gibbs. And again, this was a conundrum for me because I legit have Jahmyr Gibbs and Travis Etienne ranked right by each other. I've got Gibbs at RB 18 and then Etienne's at 19.
What's fascinating about this is they are, like you just said, in usage, kind of polar opposites because, you know, you're talking about Etienne and like, oh, maybe, Bigsby's going to come in here and he's going to take some stuff. Well, Dave Montgomery is in there, and we've seen what the Lions have done, and they did it last year with Jamal Williams. They have given us the blueprint for how DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams worked, and they've got Montgomery. So you have, like you said, Dave Montgomery working early downs and Gibbs probably being more of a, the big play, third down back. You've also got on the opposite end for the Jags, you got Etienne taking the early downs and theoretical Tank coming in. But nothing guaranteed. What do you think quickly? What are your projections for Gibbs as far as receiving goes? Like, what do you think when you talk about his upside that really, because I think he's a little minimalized in the running side with David Montgomery. So what does that upside look like to you?
His upside case scenario is 80 targets, somewhere around there. I think that's a fair upside scenario.
So
for him.
80 receptions or like you talking
about? No, 80 targets, like about 60 receptions.
And then how many yards?
60 and then like 650 through the air or 600, somewhere around there.
Would
like
you peg be him shocked for about
9 to 10 yards of reception?
That the Fantasy Pros projection is 42 receptions for 338 yards received.
It's too low. Like
I was going to say 50.
I just painted the high end, but that's. That's even low for me if you're looking even at a median case for Jahmyr Gibbs. I think he's going to pass 40 and 400. I think that's a definite.
There's a sizable difference between total yards, projections, wherever you go between Etienne and Gibbs. But I think it is about people believing Gibbs is bigger than what Swift ever was and maybe healthier and Etienne getting taken over. Boggs, does Travis Etienne get overtaken by Tank Bigsby?
No, I don't think so. I know Gibbs is a sexy pick here, but David Montgomery is in Detroit. They paid him. They gave him some money. And the lowest amount of touches he's had in his career was last year with 235. Is he going to get that many in Detroit? I don't know. There is definitely a possibility that Gibbs is just a much better running back. And he is a better running back right now. But rookies make mistakes. Rookies don't get played immediately. It depends. Now, I will admit, I have recently moved Gibbs up in my rankings because they said they're putting him at wide receiver. They're putting him in the slot. They're running him as an H. They're putting him all over formations. So
42 receptions does seem pretty low projections on Gibbs. When you think about how they're like talking about him in this office.
Well,
really
but projections are always safe. So that's not surprising. I was going to say 50 catches. That's what I was going to say when you asked that question. For Gibbs, look, the same can be said about Etienne in terms of, look, they drafted a running back in Tank Bigsby, and they made a point to say that they want a committee. But who is more talented, and where is the gap bigger? Is it bigger between Gibbs and Montgomery? I think it's pretty big. I think Gibbs is much better. But I think it's a much bigger gap between Etienne and Tank Bigsby. Ooh. And Etienne ran the ball or touched the ball, had 74% of the running back touches for this offense after they cut James Robinson last year. James Robinson came in, was on fire. Let's not forget, last year was also really Travis Etienne's rookie season. It's his first year in the NFL because he sat out with a foot injury in the terrible Urban Meyer year, right? He earned his spot on this team, and they couldn't take him off the field. That is what Doug Peterson does with running backs. If we go all the way back to 2016 when he started with Philly. It was in 2016, it was Ryan Matthews. In 2017, it was LeGarrette Blount. In 2018, guys, Josh Adams led this team in running back touches for Philly. Do we even remember Josh Adams? And then when we got to 2019, 2020, it was Miles Sanders back to back because he's the best guy with the ball. The best running back on this team is still Travis Etienne. And he's just, Tank is a threat. because he's a big 1-2 thumper. He could have a goal line back, but which one of these teams had a goal line back last year? It wasn't Jacksonville. It was Detroit. They gave Jamal Williams all the touchdowns. So if Montgomery gets that role and that's what they like for him, Gibbs is not going to be scoring many touchdowns. That is blueprint. A concern. Yeah, so, So for me, it's Travis Etienne. Yes.
Question here, Boggs. Is there any way in your mind's eye that you could see this Jacksonville Jaguars backfield going back to what we saw to begin the season with James Robinson and Travis Etienne? Because before James Robinson turned to dust, got cut, bye-bye, traded, and then he got cut.
Yeah, but he also turned to dust before I think he got traded.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. But Thanos snapped him.
The beginning of the season, you got weeks 1-6. Travis Etienne was averaging 11.2 touches per game. And in that sample, the dude didn't play more than 54% of the snaps in any game. No. Could we see that type of committee backfield like what they started with?
I don't think so. I think that's the plan. I think that's what they want to do. But
so what's going to stop them? Tank's not good enough?
Yes. He's not as good as Etienne. Wow. He's not even close to as good as Etienne. He's not. He's a good player. I'm not trying to tell you that Tank is bad, but he is not.
You're kind of saying he's bad, Boggs.
I'm saying Travis Etienne.
Why do you hate Tank Bigsby, Boggs?
I know. Why do you hate him?
I love Travis Etienne. I think he's great. I don't have these guys particularly close.
Mark it down. Boggs hates Tank because he loves Etienne.
Are we betting? Are we betting, D-Bro? You want to bet on this?
Oh, shit. I'll take a bet. On this one. Tank Bigsby has more rushing touchdowns than Travis Etienne at the end of the year.
I don't know if I like that
one. Oh, you were so into Etienne.
Well, how about total touchdowns? How about total touchdowns?
How about total touches? How about I'll go
Etienne
is 60%.
How about total touchdowns between you two? That's the even marker here. You both look uncomfortable with it. That's why that's the bet.
How about this? How about I'll take David Montgomery touchdowns over Jahmyr Gibbs touchdowns?
Oh, I'm not even.
That's what you were just offering me with Bigsby and Etienne.
Okay, how about this? How about this? We'll amend this.
Okay.
Jahmyr Gibbs scores more touchdowns than Travis Etienne. How about that?
Sold. Okay, that's a good one. That's a really good bet. All right, put that down. Mark that down. All right, let's go over to wide receivers here. Wide receivers are fun. There's a couple big ones. And Boggs, we're actually going to start with you in the rookie versus vet because you have got the rookie. We're going with the number one as far as ECR goes, Jordan Addison, who is ECR 38. And I will point back to, you know, these guys definitely a step ahead of me in the fantasy football world. But there's one thing I do is I invest in rookies that are outside of my starting. Boggs knows I fill my bench with guys. Garrett Wilson paid off last year and we're kind of doing it again. It's not always a one for one, but look at that. Jordan Addison in half PPR is not even a top three wide receiver. So that to me is a massive target for a player I want to have on my bench, but we're putting him up against a big, big target in Drake London, who has an ECR of 23. So Boggs, make the case for Jordan Addison over.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
A still young vet. This is actually kind of young versus young here. So Addison over Drake London.
I like a challenge. So we'll go with this one. All right. London is the number one receiving option for the Falcons. And as good as I think Addison is, he'll be behind Justin Jefferson. He'll be at best number two. And he has Hockenson and Osborne, who isn't a nobody to compete with. But the good news is Addison is taking Thielen's spot as the number two wide receiver in this offense.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. And my friends, that is the episode. Derek Brown, the great Derek Brown, joining us. We really appreciate him. Coming up next week, we have got more of these fun episodes. If you didn't realize, we are on the 2-episode-a-week train. So I guess before I jump to next week, this week, mock drafts. Second episode of the week is always mock drafts. We've got a PPR, so it's 4.0 PPR on Sleeper that we're putting together. I'd also remind everybody, we have free posts over on Patreon with the mock draft results. If you guys want to check that out, you can follow along with the drafts. But we're doing that next week. Yes, we've got another mock draft, which I think you guys are going to dig because it's a different concept. But we're getting into busts. That's right. We are going to be doing busts coming up. We've got breakouts in the near future, ranks analysis. Those are all coming up this month. With more mocks for Superflex, PPR, tight end premium. That's what's coming up in July. So we've got some monster episodes. Guests will be involved. And that all leads us in to Hell Week. Episode every single freaking day, right? Going into
it's
August.
It's coming. I mean, this offseason is moving fast and furious. We're going to be there before you know it.
Yeah, it's like we were just doing episodes in June and it was like, okay, it's starting to come up. And then you realize July, like, we're almost here. Like we are getting into hardcore draft season. At the end of this month, you're going to get the camps and things are going to be really rolling.
This is the last month without NFL football until February. So March of next year. So
which is a beautiful thing. So we're going to have a lot of these great prep episodes that'll lead us into the positional rank episodes while camps are going up. So make sure that you guys are subscribed to the podcast so you get all the info. You can find the YouTube for any of the clips. And find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. You guys consider it. Go check out the Patreon, ITL, over at InThisLeague.com. It'll just take you right to our Patreon. We'd appreciate that. And use that promo code ITL on Underdog. Those are all the things that we can sell you on and tell you about. Otherwise, we will be back later this week for another mock draft. 4.0 on Sleeper. It's PPR. You guys have a great week. Happy 4th, even though this is past the 4th, but have a fantastic week, and we will talk to you on Friday. Goodbye. We love you. Peace.
See ya.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.